maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Welcome to SBS Filipino. I'm Mark Liabres, and today I'll be talking sports with Matt Schrama, recently retired Gold Coast Titans player. Mabuhay. Kamusta ka, Matt?
Kamusta. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Oh, no, thank you. So, I interviewed Rugby League's Nomad and your older Pinoy brother, Luke, recently. But could you refresh our memories to where in the Philippines is your family located and which side is Filipino?
So, my mother's side's Filipino. My father's from a Polish heritage. So, my mother's side is Filipino. And certain she had family in Boracay, which was great growing up. My grandparents, Lula and Lula, they used to live on Station 1, I think it might have been, on Boracay Island, which is unreal. And as I got older, I realized, man, such a good experience going there, you know, through my school holidays growing up. But unfortunately, they've passed away. And obviously, Boracay has gone on to bigger and better things in terms of development. So it would have still been good if they had their little hut there, which is great. And we also got some family in Paranaque in Manila, I think that little town is. So it's really good to see all them. And there's a few scattered in Makati. And as you know, with Filipinos, they're scattered everywhere. So it's always good to go see them.
Yeah. So you are the seventh Filipino heritage athlete to play professional rugby league. How does that make you feel?
Yeah, awesome. Like it's such a privilege, especially the Philippines being such a, you know, not really in terms of rugby and contact sport, it's not really well known. You know, a lot of Filipino quite small or short in stature, so we're not really made for sports like rugby league. So to get to the pinnacle of rugby league, such an honour, and I'm really proud that I can inspire, you know, other Filipino kids who play rugby league as well. So it's a great feeling. I'm really, really humbled that I've got to the NRL and being of, you know, a Filipino descent.
Yeah, I think every Filipino that's playing rugby league knows your name. On that, what are the challenges you face being Filipino or Asian in rugby league growing up?
Yeah, probably as I said before, probably obviously Filipinos aren't the biggest breed going around. You know, where I grew up, a lot of Islander kids, you know, Polynesian backgrounds, New Zealand backgrounds, and you get like the little skinny Filipino kids coming up against them. It is always harder, you know, growing up. But in saying that, I found most Filipinos are so rich in heart and determination, and that comes from being smaller, I guess, and that tenacity. So you see it in with all Filipinos in all sport, they're just so tenacious. So I think it must be in the blood. And I guess me and my brother, we sort of had good battles growing up, and just having that always fight in us, always being smaller than everyone and not as big, but, you know, always having a lot of heart. And I think Filipinos across the board, you know, showcase that.
What do you think are the best athletic qualities Filipinos possess in any sport?
Obviously, definitely the tenacity and the drive, and sort of you see it not even away from sport. You know, Filipinos, they can get aggressive sometimes, you know, if you tick them off the wrong way. So Filipinos just have that mentality to switch at the right time. You know, a lot of good Filipino boxers.
Yep.
I guess that comes into that as well. They got that tenacity and that fire in the belly, but so very, you know, calm and humble on the outside. So I think, and also speed, I find a lot of Filipinos are really, really quick. Even some of the bigger ones, they got speed and they're strong. So it all comes back to the attitude. I think attitude's a big one for the Philippines. You know, they're always pulling above their weight, so to speak.
Now, you debuted for the NRL Gold Coast Titans in 2011, and in 65 appearances for the club, you scored 7 tries and played under coach John Cartwright and league legends like Matt Rogers and Scotty Prince. Tell us about your debut game, and when did you start believing you were a first-grade NRL player?
Yeah, mate, yeah. So my debut game was back in 2011. So I just turned 20 years old, and I was coming through the They called it the Toyota Cup. It was the under-20s feeder towards the NRL. So you had to be under 20 years of age of playing that competition. So I had a really good start to the year. Nathan Friend, who was first-line hooker, actually got injured. So I impressed them during trials and first start of the year, and I got my crack, and it happened to be at Suncorp Stadium in Brisbane, which is where I'm actually born and bred. So it was really good to have my family there. My older brother Luke was there as well. So it's definitely a moment I'll never forget. We lost the game, unfortunately, to the Bulldogs, but I ended up getting man of the match for the Titans. And, you know, I sort of thought to myself, you know, I've got what it takes. I know I've got that inner confidence to make it as an athlete. And I just sort of knuckled down that year and ended up playing pretty much every game from then on in, and had a really good run and sort of solidified myself in the NRL. And I really loved every moment of it. And yeah, I guess sort of midway through 2011, I thought I can make a real crack at this as a career playing football full time in the NRL. Yeah.
So pre-season under your belt, and mid-year of 2011, that's when you really started thinking, okay, I'm with the big boys now.
Yeah, well, that's it. You know, I was still quite small and very young, and obviously got targeted a lot of footy, but it's just, as I said, back to the Filipino thing, it's something I was used to growing up. I was always the smallest kid on the field, so just having that aggression and tenacity as well. And I won a few Man of the Matches, you know, on Channel 9 and Fox Sports winning Man of the Match. I just thought, this is, you know, if you set your mind to something, you can achieve it. So whereas before playing under 20s, I probably thought there was no chance, you know, I'd play NRL this year and win Man of the Matches and whatnot. So it just goes to show, if you have belief, you can achieve a lot.
Yeah, that's, you know, I hear that a lot. Like, it's so far from their thoughts, you know, just being grateful to play one NRL game. I know a few guys, you know, Dennis Gordon, who just, you know, we all had to try to have a crack at NRL. So, yeah, winning Man of the Match is probably, I guess, a great achievement for you. So, who was your favourite NRL player or athlete growing up, and why?
Obviously, definitely Craig Wing, you know, Filipino. He was probably the most mainstream Filipino to play in the NRL. So even though he was from New South Wales, I'm a Queenslander through and through, I really loved the way he played. Yep. Again, same thing, Filipino. He just had that urge and that aggression. And he was pretty small, but he always played well above his weight. And it was just awesome seeing someone of Filipino heritage playing in the NRL. You know, you don't even see really any Asian background at all. So to see him on the big stage sort of inspired me. And obviously him, and then for Queensland, I really admire Jonathan Thurston just because of the competitive nature of the player he is. Never gives up, and you know, it shows, you know, when they won the grand final and things like that. He's such a good leader. So guys like that, I really respect the guys who are a lot smaller as well, that because I know what beating you get on your body throughout your career. So for them to, you know, play for their country, I respect those two guys probably the most.
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel or mean when you say, you know, the little guys, because I played halfback myself, and I found like the ones that I really take notice are halfbacks. You know, I don't pay attention to front rowers because I just don't know what their mindset is like, you know.
So, yeah, exactly right.
But did you play 5'8"? I hear you, Luke, telling me that you played 5'8" growing up.
Yeah, so basically all my juniors, I played 5'8", which I look back now was great because it developed a lot of ball skills, learning the pass both ways, obviously kicking, catching, always having your hands on the ball and being involved. I look back and really, thankful that I got to play in the halves. I played a little bit of lock as well, sort of like a roaming lock, could ball play in that as well, but as the years got older, the kids started getting bigger, so I sort of made my way out of the back row and stuck to the halves and came to the Titans as a 5'8" actually, and got moved to hooker and played pretty much every NRL game at hooker. So it's been an interesting journey.
Do you have a favourite NRL game? Do you remember? It doesn't have to necessarily be yours.
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Personally, obviously, my debut in Brisbane, just happened to be in Brisbane with family, and it was a double header for Broncos game, so it was a big stadium and big crowd. So that one will always stick with me. You know, first try, things like that. But probably as a fan and as a watching in, probably the Cowboys grand final versus the Broncos.
Oh, that really? Okay.
Yeah, just to see two Queensland teams get there and then to put on a show like that was absolutely unreal. And, you know, just the drama of it and then JT missing the kick, you know, go golden point, Ben Hunt drops it, you know, kick the field. It was just insane. I was actually watching that one in Seminyak Square in Bali.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I'll always remember that. So, yeah, it was a good experience.
What about the Sharkies last year?
Yeah, mate. Mate, nah, that is a good story. I see you're proud with your hat on. But
Now, you toured Philippines and Thailand in 2003 to play in a historical match, the very first full international game held in Asia. What is your proudest moment representing the Philippines, and what is your fondest memory of that tour with the Philippine Tamarails?
Definitely. That was, away from NRL, just rugby league in general, that'd be up there with probably the best experience I've had, you know, just in life experience, really.
Yep.
You know, if you were to tell me, you know, 5 years ago, I'd be playing for the Philippines in rugby league, you know what I mean? It's just, it's not real.
Yep.
So for that to actually come about, and then to actually form a pretty decent team and to go tour together, we train together, and also to have my brother Luke. We never got to play together ever, so that was the first time we ever got to play. It was definitely one of the best experiences of my life. And even though we beat Thailand pretty comfortably, but to even Thailand putting a team out there and playing in Bangkok, and it was just an unreal experience. And probably my highlight was obviously to play alongside my brother. You know, we played against each other growing up in the backyard every day, so it's actually experience, because he's a lot older than me, so to actually experience a game side by side was a great experience. And definitely that, and just the whole camaraderie of I've got friends for life from that team. And even though, you know, a few of us played NRL, a few of them from like, you know, local park footy in New South Wales, didn't matter, we're all sort of the same same background, and no one was better than anyone. We were all on the same page. So that was a great experience. I'll always remember that.
Yeah, that's awesome. You don't have a favourite moment, though, on tour, you know?
Favourite moment? Oh, mate, we went out after the win on, what's the road there? Bangala Road, is it, or something? I forget. No, not Bangala. Kaesan. No. Okay.
Is this in Thailand or Manila?
Yeah, in Bangkok. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know, no.
Yeah. That was a fun time with all the guys, and we had a good win. And probably the best moment was obviously the camp itself, like training. We're training in the middle of Thailand and like rice fields, humid, like crazy heat, sweating, and just in the middle of the day. And, you know, you just sort of look back and realize, man, we're training in the middle of like a rice field in Thailand right now. Like, how cool is this? So, yeah, just moments like that.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? It's not every day you get to do things like that.
Well, you can sort of relate it to the first Australian tour or the Kangaroo side that went to England, you know, for the very first time. So happy that you've sort of experienced that.
It's a great experience.
Yeah, so you mentioned you're the younger brother of Luke, who's the captain of Philippine Tamarails, and it's, you know, like the first time you played together in the same team, which sort of makes you, what now, mid-20s?
If you're your younger brother? Yeah, I'm 28. 26 now, yeah.
So, tell me, why did you retire such an early age? Yeah, Matt said, just gives a heads up.
Yeah, mate, yeah, it was a tough decision, but I look back now and reflect, it definitely was the right decision. So, look, I've had 9 operations, and sort of these were all within sort of 4 years, so I was more back-to-back-to-back of injuries, and always had the drive to keep going and that, and then my knee injury, which I've never injured my knee before. It's probably the only part of my body I've never had surgery on. And I injured my knee and, did all the rehab and was set to, you know, play again the next year. But then had a meeting with the surgeon, and he sort of said, look, it's not in the best state. You know, you're probably better off looking at retiring. So I got told to retire a few years before, probably 3 years before that. And I kept playing NRL and things. But this second time around, saying, mate, you need to really consider retiring. And my knee was struggling a bit in terms of running and gaining movement. And sort of, it was a really tough call, but definitely the right one. You know, footy's not everything in life. And I'm happy now I get to start, you know, my business life at an early age, which is a blessing. So I was really happy with what I achieved. Obviously, you can see it as a setback, but I see it as, you know, I'm really grateful that I got to play NRL, even if it was for, you know, it ended not on my terms. But as I said, I'm really grateful that I even got to play one NRL, let alone, you know, 65 games. So, everything happens for a reason, mate, and that's why it's kicked me onto my next journey. So it's good.
Do you have any more involvements or any involvements with rugby league, even at a grassroots level?
Yeah, well, I got asked to coach a few teams this year, but I've put it on hold to sort of, it's a big adjustment from full-time rugby league to the full-time business life now. So once I get my business stuff down pat, I'm definitely keen to get into coaching. I love coaching. I love analysing the game. I love, you know, I'm a bit of a nerd for footy, so I'd love to get into coaching for sure, especially at that grassroots level, like inspiring kids and, make them better athletes and better footy players and better men.
So on that note, what are you doing with yourself these days after NRL?
So during my NRL career, I was always, you know, with my money and that, I always invested it in property and really love sort of real estate and everything to do with property, and just had a real passion for it. So I actually did my real estate license while playing NRL. So that was with no intention of heading into that industry. And then obviously when I made the choice to retire, the guys at Palm Beach, McGrath Estate Agents in Palm Beach, offered me a job, and I took it with both hands. It's a great opportunity. I live in Palm Beach. I breathe it. So I love this area. And so now I'm working as a residential sales agent in Palm Beach here on the Gold Coast. So, as I said, it's, you know, what seemed like a devastating moment's actually turned into a great moment that's led me into my next chapter. So, really grateful.
Well, what do you say to potential clients who's watching this video?
Oh, mate, the Palm Beach market's hot at the moment. It's crazy. Yeah. It's a bit... We're still not up to Sydney standard yet, but
that's a good thing, though. The prices are unaffordable here.
The prices are unaffordable, exactly right. So they're still affordable, mate. It's a great location. Any sort of beach location's hot at the moment on the Gold Coast. So it's good times.
Just before you go, I've got to ask all the my guests these following questions. So I hope you can sort of deliver. What advice could you give any Filipino who's thinking of becoming a professional athlete?
Oh, definitely to stay persistent, have fun with it. Never do it just because. Do it because you enjoy it. Because I always had the same, if you enjoy it, you don't work at all. So it's more the love of it, and always keep learning and becoming better. So watch who's doing it better and learn off them, and watch the NRL players and see what they're doing and try and strive to be better. Don't always think it happens overnight, because it doesn't. It takes time and hard work, and just always be a good person first, and then an athlete second. So that's probably the main thing. Always be a good person first.
John Cartwright sort of helped you with that, didn't he?
Well, he was an absolute legend of a person. So it's one of those things that athletes sometimes forget, you're only an athlete. You're in the profile as an athlete, but at the end of the day, when that's gone, you want to be remembered as a person. Exactly.
You toured Thailand, played the first international game. You ran out with all, apart from Luke, but you ran out with the other brothers. Could you sing us a song or a verse of the national anthem?
Oh man, you put me on the spot there. I'll have to jump on Google quickly. Right, to be honest, it surprised me a lot of the boys knew it off by heart, but I had it at the time, but I couldn't.
That's okay, mate. That's all right. I've put you on the spot on purpose.
My Tagalog is awful. I don't got it.
All right. Three persons, past or present, who you would like to have dinner with?
Definitely Manny Pacquiao is as a sports person. He's Filipino. I loved him. Not just because he's Filipino, same thing. He's such a tenacious in the ring. He's such a good athlete. So definitely him. John McGrath would be good. He's the one who started McGrath Estate Agents. He's got a great business mindset on his shoulder. So I'd love to learn off him. And I don't know who else. Maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right.
Just to see what he's up to, I guess.
Well, that'd be an interesting dinner. And it's a contrast to Luke's answers. He said, He said family.
Family is just expected to be there, I guess. So.
Okay. Well, at this dinner, you have to serve one Filipino dish. What would it be?
Oh, sinigang soup.
Oh,
nice. Oh, my favorite. Like, mum cooks the best sinigang with So mum would have to be there to cook it because I can't cook it, but mum cooks the best filo food, sinigang. She uses like the oxtail in it, and that's definitely that, and like a Calgary affrittata type dish as well. She makes good spring rolls and pancit. Oh, just
everything.
Just be a feast. It'd be a feast.
Be a Filipino dish dinner.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Well, on that note, what's your favorite Filipino word?
Kumusta.
Oh, okay, cool.
Salamat.
Oh, that's nice. Your brother Luke put in guapo or pogi.
Guapo, yeah.
He must think of that himself.
that means cute.
Cute.
Yeah, guapo. Mate, I was always called that growing up, not him.
Right, yeah. The Sharama brothers. Special breed. Okay, lastly, what's your go-to karaoke song? Because I know we all love a good sing-along.
Oh, go-to karaoke. I've no idea. Probably Cruisin'. It's called Cruisin' by Huey Lewis.
Yeah, right. Yeah. An oldie.
It's an old. I don't know why my partner got me onto that one. Yeah. She's a bit of a singer, so but no good at singing at all. Filipinos can sing, but definitely. I didn't get that. Mum didn't get it, so I'm pretty.
I can't, and I don't think any rugby league player can either.
Go over to the Philippines and when you go into shopping malls, they're on the karaoke machines, just having a dig, and they're unreal, so good. So
All right. Well, Matt, I mean, it's been a pleasure and an honour. You're one of the biggest guests I've sort of had to interview. Thank you very much for coming on the show, and all the best for your future. And hope to speak to you soon.
No worries, Mark.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, no worries at all. I really appreciate you guys having me on. And, I really appreciate it.
Good luck. See ya.
No worries. See ya, mate.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio. At sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.